Resourcing the Ghana Armed Forces to meet international standards as well as play its role effectively and efficiently is government's prime commitment. This was President John Mahama's assurance when he inaugurated a new hangar and some operational equipment and vehicles for the Ghana Air Force in Accra. The new hangar is named after a former Chief of Air Staff Marshal John Asamoah Bruce, whose meritorious service saw a lot of transformation in the Ghana Air Force. President Mahama announced the construction of another one at the Tamale Airport, a helicopter maintenance facility to serve the sub-region also at Tamale, and the acquisition of a new aircraft. Pascaline Adadevo has the
report. The new hangar has the capacity to house about 4 large aircraft and provide maintenance services to other rehabilitated hangars, and a warehouse at the Air Force Base were also named after 3 other retired senior officers of the Ghana Air Force. They are Air Marshal John Odate Bano, Air Vice Marshal James Akron Kote, and Wing Commander William Amonu Koman. The new hangar, constructed with support from the Brazilian government, is named after the late Air Marshal John Asamoah Bruce, who served for 38 years. He remains on record as the longest serving Chief of Air Staff and the 3rd and last 3 star generals the Ghana Air Force has ever produced. Air Marshal Bruce's leadership saw a dramatic transformation in activities of the No. 3 Squadron, the Ghana Air Force. In 2000, he was decorated with the Order of the Volta Military Division. Indeed, a nation that does not honor its heroes is not worth dying for. The Chief of Air Staff, Air Vice Marshal Samson Ojeh, was grateful to government for the acquisition of aircraft and other equipment to facilitate its work. The Ghana Air Force can boast of about 24 aircraft.
I'm particularly excited, and indeed the Ghana Air Force family is highly delighted that these facilities and equipment are being added to the inventory of the Ghana Air Force at such an opportune time.
The Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, President John Mahama, again pledged government's commitment to adequately resource the Ghana Armed Forces. He announced the construction of a new hangar at the Tamale Airport, new aircraft for peacekeeping operations, and other projects to be undertaken in collaboration with the Brazilian government.
And of all the duties that I perform as President and Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, the one that I cherish and enjoy most includes moments like this, when we are equipping our service personnel to enable them to perform their duties to the best of their ability as mandated by the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. Plans are far advanced to procure new Super Tucano aircraft and build a new hangar at the Air Force Base in Tamale to be an anchor of the new infrastructure for the flight training school we intend to establish there. So government is in the process of acquiring additionally a CASA 295 to bolster operations in Mali and additional MI-35 helicopters to enable the Ghana Air Force to operate effectively in its UN theater. I am committed as Commander-in-Chief to fully provide equipment to the Ghana Armed Forces and other security agencies to enable our men and women in uniform to deliver their best.
Some equipment and vehicles were also inaugurated. They include a refueling truck, generator, ambulance, an operational bus, fire combat vehicle, and a tow vehicle.